Amorosi, hanging out with Brownie and EJ on Hot FM.
Now, when you say the name Vanessa Amorosi, you think of Australia's golden girl, golden child, and it's been a while since we've heard from her or what she's doing lately.
But she's coming to the V8 Supercars in Townsville in the next couple of weeks and performing Under the Super Top on Saturday the 5th of July. So we thought, hey, we better give her a call and have a chat about it. Vanessa, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you.
And we're excited to have you on the show, but we need to talk about something. Your surname, throughout primary school, throughout high school, there was always a debate of how to pronounce it. Some people said Amorosi, some people said Amorosi. Can you settle it right here, right now?
It's Amorosi, but I don't even pay attention to it anymore. I just accept it. better than half the nickname, so I just wear it.
Sweet. Now, it's been a while since we've heard from you. You're currently living in LA at the moment. What's life like over there? Do you miss Australia?
I definitely miss Australia, family and friends, but the music industry over here is pretty amazing as far as being able to collaborate with different artists and be able to jump around to different genres. Like, I'm able to do a lot of different variety of music here versus at home sometimes. Because I've made a lot of pop records, I do get pigeonholed to being only a pop artist, and as a writer, I've always been very versatile with that. So that's what I love about LA.
Look, a question like I wanted to know, you've worked with Hoobastank in the past. Have you got any plans to either work with them again or another band like those guys? Because that song was just absolutely killer.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I do a lot of work in and out of like studios writing the tracks, but then by the time it gets to releasing them, there's just too many people involved. Like, you have to go to one label, they go to the next label, there's a negotiation period, and by that stage, everybody's moved on to the next thing. It's very fast-paced, so, you know, there could be. There's a few duets I've got out there that are just sort of hidden in drivers at the moment that might get around to being released, which would be nice.
So what do you perform now? What's your preferred genre?
I still love what I do, as in with pop rock, but at the moment I've been doing a gospel soul record for the last 2 years, sort of writing that and just in the middle of producing it.
Oh, wow, that's completely different to everything we know you for down here in Australia.
Yeah, you know, I've occasionally, like, as a kid, was able to put in, like, little gospel sections in the first lot of records that I released when I was about 16. So there are, like, little things that lead you to the impression that I like that type of music, but I've never, you know, having that opportunity to release a crazy sort of gospel record.
Vanessa, if we can take your mind back to primary school, maybe high school days, did you ever in Victoria have a concert called Rock Pop Mime?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, this is something that we have up here in Queensland, and all the primary school and high school kids get really involved. They get together, they perform a dance, and it's on stage at the entertainment centre, and the whole town pretty much comes down to support. And when I was in grade 7, we chose the song Absolutely Everybody to Dance To.
Yeah, I love those stories.
Yeah.
Is there anything crazy that happened, like a kid that fell off the stage? Or
no.
There always seems to be some crazy thing that happens when that song starts. Because I think, especially even now when I go to perform that song, people just start going back to being 14 and 15. So they start jumping on each other, like on their shoulders, punching each other up. It's like, what the hell does this song do to people?
I did accidentally flash my knickers one too many times whilst on stage to that song. I don't know if that's appropriate or not.
We'll be seeing that on the V8 Supercars, will we?
Oh, I hope not.
I'm going to try to rip you up on the stage. That's going to bring a crowd.
I think your security guard will probably tackle me to the ground before I can get there.
I'm sure the boys will love it.
Now, you've been in the industry for so long. Do you still get like that big vibe when you jump on stage and you see the crowd going ballistic to all these songs you were performing when you were really quite young?
I love it. It brings back so much memories. And, you know, I've really grown with people, so I feel like I have such a relationship with my fans. I feel like we've gone on like this crazy, you know, journey, and yeah, and then up to this is who I am, and getting to that point at the end of the show where I get to perform the stuff that was released about 3 years ago, it's super exciting for me. It always has been.
In my eyes, Vanessa, you'll always be Vanessa Amorosi with bright orange red hair. What's your colour at the moment?
It's bright yellow.
Oh,
wow.
Wowzers. That's a little bit of a change.
Trying to rock the yellow, but it washes out real fast. Just warning anyone out there, don't bother with the yellow.
Well, you'll still be a ranger in my eyes. Sorry, Vanessa. So to put you to the test, I think, to see if you really do dig rangers, can we play a bit of a game with you to find out who's hotter?
I hope I know these people. Yeah, go.
Okay, unfortunately, I haven't got...
I'm a bit of a hermit, so I don't really know what's going on in the real world. I live in the dungeon, so go.
I think you'll be pretty safe with these. Okay, first up, Prince Harry the ranger or Brad Pitt?
I'd go the ranger.
Oh, really?
Really?
Right. Round two. Isla Fisher, the Aussie princess, or Kim Kardashian?
I'd probably go like Kim Kardashian just because it'll make me feel a lot more secure about my ass.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to look at her and I'm going to think, I can eat so many more chocolate bars and I'm okay.
That's a good analogy. I like it. Okay, this is the final and probably the most tricky comparison. Ron Weasley from Harry Potter or Harry Potter himself?
Ooh. I don't even think I've seen a Harry Potter movie because I can't sit through them. They're too long. And Lord of the Rings, same.
Well, that's crazy. Yeah, okay, well, we'll tell you a bit about it. Ron's a redhead who comes from a family that are doing it tough, let's say, and Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter.
He's a bit of a nerd. He's
got
a scar on his
head. Powers? Obviously Harry.
Correct, yes.
All right, I'll go for the power.
Yes, okay. Of course. Well done.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, there you go. You don't prefer the Rangers over the other folk. Well, thank you for playing that game, and we're looking forward to having you up here at the V8 Supercars in Townsville in the next couple of weeks. You'll be performing alongside Jess Mowboy. She'll be taking to the stage too.
Awesome. I can't wait. So hopefully I get there a bit early to do the race. I think the race is on first, right, the major event?
That's right, and then you come on afterwards too. So hopefully you're not a little bit worried from being hanging out in the pits all day.
Oh, I'm going to be pumped up, especially if I'm dealing with pits and motors and men. I'll be ready to go.
Vanessa Morosi, we'll catch you performing on Saturday the 5th of July. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.